Hey everyone, you are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. Tonight we are going to be talking about the finale, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, and welcome to our very last America's Got Talent After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host. My name is Dani Golub, as always, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Dani Golub. I'm joined by my dear friend, Dancing Away. Megan, where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Well, on Twitter, and don't follow me on Instagram.
Follow her on Instagram. You should follow me on Instagram.
Follow her on Instagram. Twitter and Facebook, at Megan Boykoff. Not for any specific, there's nothing scary on my Instagram.
By the way, everyone... her Facebook is blowing up. Megan has like 20,000 likes on Facebook, so hit her up on Facebook. That's the one.
Thanks, girl.
All right, I want to start the show by saying a quick thank you to everyone who watched last week, and I want to apologize. I have a great old case of strep throat, and a specific shout out to Cole Wells in the comments below. He was looking out for his sister, and I'm feeling a bit better, as
yes,
you can see.
Yes, he stood up for you.
He did stand up for me, so thank you, Cole. I'm feeling a lot better, as you can see, tonight, and I appreciate everyone bearing with me, and I apologize for the short show. We will make up for it tonight.
We didn't even know it was going on. It was, like, just coming
it
on
It literally
to her
came on
then.
As we sat down. I wouldn't have done the show if I knew that I was going to feel miserable, so thank you, everyone, for bearing with us. Anyway, this was, like, two of the best hours of TV of all time. We were talking yeah. about that. I was just bugging out, like, fangirling. I feel like I just watched a Vegas show, like, watching all of these acts together tonight. What do you think about the finale?
I had the same exact thought. Best 2 hours of TV.
It was amazing. I loved everything about it.
Crazy talent.
Yeah. First up tonight was Sal, which I want to start by saying I, in the past, have kind of thought he was a little bit boring for me. My parents are obsessed with him. They have been raving about him. They love him. Their friends love him. What do you think?
I wish that he would have... relaxed and loosened up more. I felt like he wasn't moving a lot in the beginning. Maybe
right.
I'm missing something. Maybe there's a certain reason for that. But, like, normally he's, you know, like, doing some kind of snap or moving around. He wasn't.
Right.
Otherwise, it was solid performance. He sounded good. Those ending notes were
yeah
great.
I love when he sang the judges' names. That was really adorable. That
yeah,
was really cute.
He's always
he
doing something.
He has lost a lot of weight. We were talking about that. He looks amazing. Side note, he's only 21 as
I
of tonight.
I forgot that. That... I had no words.
It's amazing.
I just, like, open jaw.
He looks, like, so much older. He sings so much more mature than that. It was incredible.
His presence.
Totally. The judges love him. My parents love him. So shout out to Sal. I think that he's perfect for Vegas, you know?
He got glowing reviews. I feel like every time Simon loves him, we're kind of underwhelmed. So that's interesting, too. Maybe they hear something that we don't.
Yeah, I agree. And then next up was Sophie Dossie, our dear friend. We do love her.
We love her so much.
She was spectacular tonight. All four judges were on their feet. She was wearing some purple, amazing outfit. She was astonishing. She does something better every single week. I mean, like... Simon was like, if this was the Olympics, I'd give you 10 out of 10. She was swinging from the ceiling. She was on the rope. She added danger. It was amazing. What do you think?
It was definitely scary. I was definitely nervous for her. And what was so fantastic, did you notice Mel B's face? Like, right after, you know, her ending this thing, she always says one of those, and she ended very close to the camera, and then there's a shot of the judges all standing up, and Mel B looks at Howie and just goes...
Yeah.
Like, she's you can
amazing.
Tell that they're genuinely... amazed.
She is. I mean, I was saying the only downside to this act is I wish that there were more of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish it was like more of like a Cirque du Soleil thing where there was like 10 Sophies on the stage, you know? But I mean, she's self-taught.
It's so
she's
epic.
Incredible.
Just with one person. It's still so epic and ethereal.
She's getting a lot of press right now. This is like her moment. I'm happy for her. Like I said, I want to like hire her for an event or something. She's insane.
Did you say that? I know that you said this when we were watching that you want her to perform at your wedding.
Yeah, if I ever get married, I want Sophie to perform at my wedding.
Cordially
yeah, she
invited.
Was amazing. Cordially, I'll pay you.
You
not
better.
Just invited. Yeah, she deserves a lot of money. Next up tonight was Lincoln Bridge. I did like a remix that involved the song See You Again. I didn't love it. I still feel like their earlier on performances were more moving to me. What did you think?
I thought the person who opened was a good choice because that's normally the guy who we go, oh, he's singing well.
Right,
but
yeah,
I was,
that's true.
I was very underwhelmed by all of the solos. I thought the song choice was good because not only is it contemporary and the audience knows it and can relate to it, but I feel like it's relevant to their story too, which
that's
is
true.
Nice, but not blown away.
Heidi made a point too, like,
even if you don't win this competition, we will see you again, which was like kind of cute.
Heidi had all the lines
tonight.
She had
all the good comments tonight. I loved we'll get to her. Them. Yeah, yeah, she was amazing. I do like enjoy them. I like enjoy their time on stage. Would I go buy their cover right now? No, I think the other singing competitors tonight were much stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of singing competitors, do we even dare touch on this? I don't even feel worthy of her. Her name is Laura Breton, Golden Buzzer winner, first Golden Buzzer winner of the season, and she went home with a bang tonight. Let's just start off with that dress.
Yeah.
It was like lighting up.
And the light play on it.
It was amazing. I think like Carrie Underwood did that like at the Grammys one time. She just owned it tonight. It was. I feel like she was Cinderella or something. She looked amazing.
As Heidi said, she was a princess, but she ruled the stage like a queen. And
oh god,
you thought this next part was so funny.
She was like, "Bippity boppity boo! I hope America votes for you."
Okay,
Heidi. I almost just lost it. She has a gift. Like, I don't really know this kind of music. This isn't like super my cup of tea, but I love it when she does it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have like a great ear for music, but you were saying like she didn't go flat once.
It is amazing to me that she hits those notes and she stays on pitch, because not only are they very hard notes to just hit, but then to sustain something that high and not go flat at all is immensely impressive.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'll say is like a downside for her, and maybe I'm just missing something, but I feel like the downside of her like being voted through so much is that I don't feel like I know her as much. So I'm not like as connected to her.
Yeah, and I feel like her intro packages haven't really led us to know her very much either.
As a young girl, you know?
She's what, 14, did she say?
Yeah.
I mean, the young kids in this competition, but Sophie just turned 15. She's 14. Grace is 12. Like, the... What?
21.
21? It's like, yeah, these are a bunch of youths.
He's not a kid, but like, for what he can
do. But he is. Yeah, he's younger than we are. I mean, geez.
Don't give us away.
Like, so we're old.
Yeah.
So Laura was amazing. She's already won Romania's Got Talent. Very well deserving. I've kind of been like a little bit bitter towards her this season, I feel like.
Because she won Romania's
Got Talent? Yeah, but tonight I feel like I saw why, and I don't even care, and I'm glad she made it to the finals. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like I was a little sour about that.
My dad would buy her album. Like, there's obviously an audience for her.
I mean, she made it to the finals. There's obviously an audience for her. It was really funny when she was singing, like, our little subtitle said, singing in Italian.
Yeah.
It was like, we were like, well, I don't know what she's singing, but sounds great.
Didn't even try to translate it.
Yeah, no. Basic cable. Next up was the clairvoyance. And like, whoa. I literally was screaming for like 5 minutes that it was engraved.
Yes.
It was engraved.
She said it was engraved. Literally, she went, engraved? Engraved? Engraved. Three times.
Like,
three.
What? Okay, let's just break it down. So
they make me so nervous because she's so scary.
Amelie is going to haunt me in my sleep tonight. But what I... Just a side note, something that I love that they did, instead of saying, let's pick a random audience member, they did Heidi throw a ball at someone in the audience, which that was a very creative thing that I haven't seen a magician do before that I loved. That could not get any more random than that. You cannot plan that. Heidi just, like, they don't know what area she's going to go to, so they just, like, chucked it out into the audience and a random dude grabbed it. That was my favorite part, I think, of this crazy act, because it was so original and it was so proving to the audience that this is not planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, Amelie goes underwater and that breaks the communication rumors that like people were saying that they were, you know, Morse coding or communicating with vibrations or in an earpiece or something, but she was submerged in water, so there was no way they could have talked. She was like writing Simon's credit card numbers and expiration dates without seeing it or looking at it, and Howie was the one holding it. Yeah, I don't even believe that her partner saw it until it was already written. She was already writing the second she got in the water.
Right. The thing about hearing them say, like, oh, it's Morse code, I'm kind of like, maybe I'm wrong, but they're not, it's not magic, okay? There is
an actual way
that they are doing this, some strategic way.
Totally.
I understand that. So for people to be like, it's Morse code, I know. Well, yeah, because it's not magic. But it's equally freaking amazing.
It's impressive.
Because I'm still baffled as to how they're doing it.
Simon literally is like a kid in a candy shop when these two get on stage. He was like,
Danny calls it like his magic smile.
Yeah, he has like his like magic, I'm so excited for this, yes, face on when the clairvoyants come on stage. He had it when John came on too.
Yeah.
He's got this like cute little so grin. Because everyone knows Simon is this like big music producer, but like low key, he loves magic. Kind of high key now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon loves magic. And it's my favorite part of this show too.
His smile. Me too.
His smile. Yeah. I
fell in love with his smile this season. It's kind of
Simon's
weird.
Hot. Remember the first episode we said, is Simon hot? The answer is yes.
He
the verdict.
Is.
Simon's hot.
Verdict's in. Simon Cowell's a hottie.
Throw all my notes away.
That's why we're here.
That's our show, folks. No joking, though. That happened last week. So still too sore subject. Moving on. Can't guess how they do that. I don't even want to guess how they do it. Because it's just awesome to watch. Hashtag magic smile. We love Simon's magic smile.
Here's the final thing I'll say about them. Unless you want to add something else. But here's my final words. They are the only act out of these final contestants that I look at and say, that is what I would describe as a Vegas show and I would buy tickets to it.
I agree with you.
And I think
really
that
do.
Says something. That's the prize. It's a Vegas show. They're the only act that I'm like, yep, that's a Vegas show.
I actually agree with you 100%. I really do. Looking down this list, yeah. I agree. I mean, like I said, like all of them together are a Vegas act too, but these standalone really
that's
are.
That's our show though.
Yeah, we have the rights to that. No, we don't. I wish we did. Next up. We are not worthy. Like, literally, Brian Justin Crum. Whoa, baby. Okay, so he sang a version of Man in the Mirror that he made his own. Like, I cannot even explain. I must have this version. I'm going to go figure out how to download it the second I get home.
Mm-hmm.
He would win The Voice. He would win American Idol.
Easy.
I think that the show honestly doesn't even deserve someone with that much of singing talent. Because the show is for everyone, and his singing ability is beyond. I had chilled all over my body.
He's effortless. The thing is, when he gets on stage, I'm not even like, oh, that's Brian Justin Crum competing. I'm like, no, this is his stage. This is his show. He is gracing us with this performance. Seriously, like, I really trust him every time. Does that make sense?
I completely agree with you. I'm obsessed with him. Like, he's amazing. He's one of the most gifted performers I've ever seen in my entire life.
And his message. I mean, you saw the package beforehand with all those kids saying how moved they are.
Yeah.
He has something to give that's through his voice, like a story to tell. It's like so special.
Totally. I love him. He's amazing.
Are we sure he's gay?
That's my question. I want to marry him so he can sing to me every
so
day.
He's so very handsome.
Yeah, I mean, even if he doesn't win this competition, like, he's a winner to me. I think he's got to get a record label after
hell,
this. Like, there's no way
I will create a record label. He will be my only artist. I will be dedicated
dreaming
to him.
Big. next up was Tapeface, who his intro package was by far my favorite of the night. He brought his A game, which was hilarious. It's so funny how his intro package is like an act on its own.
Because he can't say anything, so it's like they have to make it interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing. So he did, like, this horse race thing, which was really funny. I think it was his funniest one since his audition.
Agreed.
Still like the audition best, but I think this was his second best one. What do you think?
That's all I wrote. I wrote second best after audition.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Mel B, I wish she played along with it a little bit better, but she played along, and it was funny, and, like, they even got the toilet paper involved to make, like, the finish line. I had a blast watching him. Everyone was laughing. Heidi was still laughing, like, as she was giving her comments. I thought it was really, really funny.
It was definitely cute.
Yeah, I think he definitely, like I was saying before, kind of has, like, a cult following of people who, like, know him from YouTube or whatever and love him. And, like, I think he's great, and I would continue to watch his stuff, for
sure.
I'm
definitely, I don't know why I haven't already, but, like, I'm going to go follow him on Instagram and Twitter, and, like, I'd love to follow what he does.
I haven't yet, because I didn't want spoilers. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to, like, see his stuff before maybe he was going to perform it.
Yeah. So now we'll go do that.
Yeah, I'm for sure going to. Yeah, I'm definitely going to follow him. He's great. Next up was Victor Key. He did some juggling blindfolded tonight. He actually added acrobatics in and he added danger. He added a fireball. Like,
fireball.
He was amazing. What do you think?
I thought that the body work that he did with the balls, like rolling in the circle.
So cool.
He hadn't done that before.
Yeah,
and that was one of my favorite moves I've seen from him. For the second time, he dropped the balls. But
I know.
Like you said, he picks it up really, really well. Like, he recovers
really
well.
He really does. It's like, if that was me and I had dropped something or made a mistake,
like, I'm done.
I would be mortified and I would not be able to continue the act. And he really, really does. He's amazing. I think he added... It's hard to keep adding new things when you're this far in the competition. Mm-hmm. And he added like 3 new elements tonight, which is huge.
Yeah.
Again, with him, I don't know if he could be a standalone act. What do you think about that?
I think that because as this competition has gone on, they've obviously ramped up production.
Right.
And with all the production that comes with the act, I think it makes
He was
cut.
Like in a volcano tonight.
There
like
was
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
pretty
cool.
Like, he tells stories through juggling, and that's hard to do.
He's not just a juggler, you know what I mean? Like, I think that he really proved that tonight. Mm-hmm. Before we get to the next act, I wanted to quickly thank one of our sponsors. They definitely help keep the lights on in here.
And there's a lot of lights.
There's a lot of lights. We do this for free, and we want to continue to give it to you for free. So we're going to talk quickly about DraftKings. Football season finally here, and it's time to put your fantasy knowledge to the test and win $100,000 doing DraftKings.
Hell yeah.
That's right. So, like, they're hosting this contest this weekend with $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy football means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want, with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live.
I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, I have too. I have friends that are doing this, so it's not just us here at After.
We're not just blowing smoke.
No, we're not. Renew old rivalries with friends and prove you're the superior. You know, fantasy football gets real intense.
Yeah.
Or you could try the 50-50 contest where the top half wins all the entries and you can win cash. DraftKings has contests even for beginners like me. I don't really know what to do, but I feel like this could be a lot of fun. Hurry up to DraftKings.com now. Use the code BUZZ and play for free this weekend in the $100,000 fantasy contest. This contest is 100% free, so there's no reason not to play. That's actually amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely should, because if I could win $100,000, that's a life-changing money. Again, the code is BUZZ, as in after buzz. Play free, you can get $100,000, share it with your friends. Don't, only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility and restrictions may apply. I wouldn't. Maybe give like some money to my parents because they paid for everything for me, but everyone else, to the curb. See website for details. So speaking of DraftKings and football leads us nicely into our next act, John Derenbus.
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 I'm not sure anymore.
John Derenbus.
Regardless.
He's amazing, regardless. I don't even need to say his name. He's one of those people that's, like, a household name now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was just a player on the Eagles, and now he's...
just a player on the Eagles.
But he wasn't, like, Aaron Rodgers, or, right, like, you know what I mean? He wasn't, like, one of the number one known football players, but now he's made a name for himself doing something else, which I think is so cool. Mm-hmm. He did some close-up card magic tonight. It was really moving and really inspirational. It was different than what he's done in the past. His past acts have been, like, really big. Mm-hmm. I think he showed us tonight that he can do a different kind of magic. It was, like, more close-up, cards, sleight of hand. His past things have been, like, big, exploding. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, more, like, showy. This was more close-up, and he was really motivating during this. I felt like it was, like, I was watching, like, a motivational speech / magic trick, and I felt a little bit what Mel was saying. She was like, I wasn't paying attention to the trick because I was listening to him talking, but... I kept going back and forth. I was either listening to him talking or paying attention to the trick, but I couldn't do
both at once. I didn't hear a word he said.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was just watching the magic.
I feel like you can only do one at a time. So, like, I kept going, like, listening to the speech and then watching the trick.
Maybe that was the intention, distract us. Either way, I wasn't super distracted. I was just paying super close attention to the magic, and it was still amazing, even just, like, looking very closely at it.
Yeah, he's such a cool guy, and, like, I feel like he just, like, emits such warmth and happiness.
He's great, like, character and charisma on stage. Yeah,
I love him, and, like, someone like him, like, you don't want anyone, you can't imagine, like, you want him to succeed. Like, there's no one else I could think of that I'd, like, want to succeed more than him. He's, like, I want to give him a hug, you know what I mean? He seems like a nice guy.
He seems genuine.
Totally. Like, he seems like the kind of person that, like, you want to see do well, you know? Like,
and he's doing pretty well.
He is, and We touched on it past episodes. He's had, like, a really tragic upbringing, and so I feel like just to, like, come out like this, and he said magic saved his life, and, like, he even brought an element into it that is more similar to his other acts where, like, he, you know, had the writing on the board, and it was actually in Simon's handwriting.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. He had what Simon had written on the card, and, like, it wasn't just the word. I felt like it was actually in the handwriting that Simon did.
When he first turned the chalkboard around, my immediate thought was like, oh, that's Simon's handwriting.
At first I thought it was a photo, but then he erased it to show
I was wondering why he erased it. That you think that's why?
That was my guess.
It's not printed.
Yeah, because I've seen acts in the past on America's Got Talent. There was the guy with the iPad who did, like, the printing and stuff. And I think that maybe he was trying to show that this, like, wasn't printed, or it wasn't, like, pre, like, you know, like, permanent markered on there or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
He also, what I think is interesting is, like, with the clairvoyance, when Amelie went into the changing room, like, things could be fuddled with and stuff, but John never went over to the chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
You know what I mean? He was constantly with a sleight of hand on the table. We didn't see him leave.
The only thing...
He just
turned the only way that I could debunk this is, like, obviously Simon was in on it, and he was like, I'm gonna write Eric, and here's me writing it on the chalkboard.
No way in hell.
Yeah, he wouldn't have gone along with that. He would have lost his magic smile.
Yeah, Simon is, I think, the last... I think that maybe he had Simon do that because Simon's, like, the last person that would... I feel like do something like that.
That's
he
loves.
He's been the number one person this whole season to be like, I don't want to know how you do it. I want this to be magic. I like this that it's magic. Yeah, he doesn't even question that. Like, it's a trick. He's like, this is just magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he said with all of Blake's stuff. And
yeah, so doubtful that he'd be in on it.
Yeah, I really don't think he would be.
So great trick.
Great trick. I loved it. Do I think it was his best one of the season? Not necessarily, but do I still think he could win? Yes.
You think he could win? You think he's like.
Okay, besides the clairvoyance, I think he's another Vegas show.
Yeah,
I think
I
that
agree.
They are more so, but I do think magicians do really well in Vegas. Think about all the magicians, like, big magicians. They
Heck
go to Vegas. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
like,
and he has a name behind him.
He does. He already has a following, and I do think that helps him in terms of votes as well.
Yeah.
I think the entire state of Pennsylvania is voting for him, you know? Like, so I don't know. He made it through last week, you know. Was he on the chopping block last week? He might have been. I know Sophie was, and I literally was, like, driving in traffic and had to pull over to instant save her. I was like, I must save Sophie.
Oh,
American Girl Talent, like, sent me a notification, like, instant save. So I looked at it, and I was like, shoot, getting off, and I'm going to the gas station because I need to vote for Sophie.
Brilliant. I'm glad that you added that you weren't like, I was in traffic and I voted. No, she pulled off
I did
the
pull
freeway,
over.
Parked.
Don't text and drive.
Don't text
Side
and drive,
PSA.
Kids.
Please don't do that. I'd like to live my life. But yeah, John was amazing. I really enjoyed watching him. I've had fun watching him this whole season.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a lot of fun.
Oh my god, I'm really sad we're, like, never gonna review them again.
I know. Oh.
I love all of you guys.
Whoever,
you're so good.
Whoever wins, we're gonna go to Vegas and see you.
Yeah.
There was, like, rumor buzz, like, on Facebook that, like, maybe isn't true, that, like, they may do some sort of tour, and if they do, I'm for sure gonna go. Like, I went to the So You Think You Can Dance
Don't
tour and saw all of them.
Break my
because
heart.
If they do a tour and we get to see everyone like we'd want to see, that's like a dream.
That's our show.
That's
we
our
should
show.
Get a cut of that. We pitched that
yeah.
very early on.
We did. I'm pretty sure Simon is going to get all the money for that. But yeah, John was awesome. I really enjoyed him. He was inspiring tonight. I, like, was feeling it. You know, I feel like a lot of these acts tonight, like, brought us to a new emotional
yeah,
level.
Yeah, there was a message in
there was.
The talent.
Like, I almost cried during Brian's. I feel like I almost cried during John's. I almost
yes.
cried during Sophie's because I love her so much. Like, I literally feel like we're her, like, fairy godparents or something. I love Sophie.
She's probably watching this after show, like, they are obsessed
need to
with
cool
me.
It about me. She liked my picture the other day, and I kind of fangirled.
Oh my god, Sophie, I don't think she's following me.
But it was on Instagram, and you don't want her to follow you on Instagram.
Sophie, you can follow me
yeah,
on Instagram.
True. But yeah, I just feel like everyone, like, really left it on the dance floor tonight. You know what I mean? Like, Laura Breton, like, left it everything
yeah,
on the line. Like,
they all did.
They really gave it their heart and soul.
Speaking
you know?
Of heart and soul.
I've been putting her off because, like, I'm, like, too emotional to talk about her right now. Like, I literally had tears in my eyes. I had chills on my arms and my body and, like, oh, my gosh. Grace VanderWaal, the 12-year-old prodigy superstar,
mm-hmm.
singer, songwriter, ukulele player. Literally has almost 1 million followers on Instagram right now and is well-deserving. If she doesn't win this thing, it's a freaking crime. And that is all I have to say. I am obsessed with all these other acts. You've heard me rave about them all season. I honestly, while watching tonight, was like, well, she's not a Vegas show. I don't know if she's going to do this. I don't know. We both were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw her perform, I was like, I don't even care.
It all
care.
Goes away.
I don't even
yeah.
care if she's a Vegas show. I don't care anything.
I need her to
I
perform.
I need her to win.
I need her album.
I need her album right now. I want a candy bracelet.
Yes, she's wearing a candy bracelet.
Like, she's the cutest thing I've ever seen. So talented. This song was moving.
Mm-hmm.
She saved best for last, in my opinion.
Yes, she did. Here's what's so particularly special about her, among many other things. I'm forgetting which judge said
Simon.
It. Was it Simon? You
yeah.
know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I do.
There are no gimmicks. No one wrote this for her. This song about, I mean, there's a couple like
Clay.
This.
This one was called Clay.
Clay. About, from what I understood, kind of being bullied, your words aren't going to hurt me. she's drawing from personal experience and writing these incredible songs that are so real. Like, this is her life, and that's why it's so relatable for us. It's coming from her heart.
She's real, too. It's like, they're like, why do you write music? She's like, I don't know, I was bored. And they're like,
I wrote it in my room.
And Nick was like, how does it feel? Like, what are you thinking? She's like, I don't know, I'm just glad it's over. Like, she's such a 12-year-old and so endearing and charming in that sense.
It's
and like,
gold. It's all gold.
She is no auto-tune, no nothing. There's like you said,
don't
no,
need it.
Like you said, no gimmicks, though. It's like mm-hmm. so many of the big singers today, like, I'm not going to, like, bash on any of them, but a lot of them, like, don't have a quarter of the talent that this 12-year-old has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some of the biggest celebrities in the entire world.
She's a natural.
Don't have as much talent in their finger as Grace does in her body. You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, she's, I don't even have words.
I
like,
know.
I literally was, like, just gonna cry watching her because I feel like we've, like, gone on this journey with her. And, like, she is a huge star now. Like, I was saying before the show, like, she has a spread in, like, Teen Vogue and, like, they're doing, people are doing spots on her. And, like, everything that I've seen, like, I watched this whole piece that Teen Vogue did on her and she's, like, running around playing in her backyard and, like, making a fort with her sister. Like, she's just her. Mm-hmm. She's unique. Like, Heidi said something about her being, like, in a land of diamonds, she, like, sparkles more. She's more unique. She stands out. And, like, to me, it would just be a crime if she didn't get the recognition she deserves by winning.
What a thing to hear at 12 years old. Can you imagine where she's going to go from here?
I would never hear anything like that in my entire life.
Danny.
Much less 12.
You.
I'm a diamond.
All right. A ruby.
Thank you. I'm a ruby in a sea of diamonds. I'm much less, worth much less. In a sea of Grace Vanderwalls, I'm just a ruby. yeah.
Thanks for that.
Grace is going to win. I mean.
I'm okay with that.
Okay with it. I'm voted for her as many times as I could already.
For whatever reason, it's very hard for me to reconcile her talent with a Vegas show. I just have this preconceived notion of, like, what a Vegas show is. Not to say that she doesn't deserve it or she isn't talented enough. I just, like, I don't know. Does that make sense?
People go to Vegas to see Britney Spears. They go to Vegas also to see Celine Dion. Those yes. are two really different performers. Celine is a voice powerhouse. Britney is, like, let's dance and party. I feel like people will also go to see Grace, who is, again, something totally different than both of those two. You know what I mean? She mm-hmm. is her own thing.
For sure.
Don't know if her biggest shows will be her biggest success. Doesn't matter to me. I think her biggest success will probably come after that. You know what I mean? Like she's going to get on Simon's record label. Simon's, like, obsessed with her.
If she doesn't join my record label, Justin Crumb and I.
Megan, Brian, and Grace. What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called...
I'm ready
for Crummy Wall.
Crummy Wall. Okay. I can roll with that. Crummy Wall Productions coming to you live. You heard it here first, kids. Anyway, Grace is amazing. I'm, like, obsessed with her. I need her album right now. Like,
yes.
Her album and Brian's cover of Man in the Mirror need to be in my iPhone immediately, or I'm done. That didn't come with a new iOS update, and it really should have. Music from Grace and Brian. But yeah, Grace is amazing. I love her. Let's go into predictions of who we think is going to win.
Do we need to?
Oh. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So, okay, let's do this instead, because we are going to... Sorry, those
that
lights
went on, like, 5 seconds longer than my eyes would have enjoyed.
Let's do, like, top three. Who you think the top three are going to be in order.
In order. In order.
Yeah. I'm going to give mine.
Okay.
I'm going to go Grace, John, Brian. Those, I think, would be in that order. Grace winning, John coming in second. Brian probably coming in third would be my... Based on... I honestly don't think I would have said that about Brian until his performance tonight. But yeah, that's,
really?
That's who I think my top three would be. I just, like, honestly, part of me thinks that Brian's on the wrong show.
Huh.
Because Grace is unique in the sense that she couldn't go on America's... Or American Idol. Not that it's on anymore. Or, like, The Voice because she's too young. I think you have to be, like, 15 to go on The Voice. Or something like 14 or 15. She's 12, and so I think she's, like, an anomaly in the sense that she has to go on America's Got Talent if she wants this
she
kind of...
She is an anomaly.
But Brian would... I compared his performance tonight to Jordan Smith's Somebody to Love performance. Sweet. From the end of,
yes,
from the end of The Voice. And like, I feel like Brian would have won The Voice last, like, maybe not last season. I think Allison Porter's lovely, but like, at some point I think he would have won The Voice if he, or in the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to win this show, because I don't know if this is the right competition for him. You, mm-hmm, know what I mean?
I do.
But I still think he's worthy of the top three. I think John, with his following, his ability, his performances throughout the season, would take second. And then I think Grace is going to take it home.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What are your top three?
If I'm excluding John for purposes of being different.
Right.
I would say Grace is first.
Yeah.
Brian is second.
Okay.
And then the clairvoyance.
They were the one that I was on the fence about.
Yeah,
that.
I switched that was, John and the clairvoyance.
That was the one that I was like, John or the clairvoyance.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to find out who's going to win.
Man, we already voted.
Yeah, I voted. You guys should all vote. If you're watching, please vote, because this is like, I always say you can't complain if your person doesn't win if you don't vote for it.
Mom.
So, I mean, I think it's crazy that we have 10 acts right now and we're going to narrow it down to one, just like, bam.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually asked someone, I work at NBC, and I asked someone today why they do that, because I was like, don't you think there should be another week? And they're like, well, people love to see their favorites, you know? And so if your favorite gets out, you're not going to continue watching. So I kind of...
So it's like a sneaky ratings thing?
No, not really. I feel like it's like they want people to see the people that they like. You know what I mean? And so I feel like I enjoyed watching everyone perform tonight. And I feel like the show wouldn't have been the best 2 hours TV this entire summer.
If they weren't all there.
Sure. You know? And yeah. So I feel like literally, maybe minus the Olympics, like the best 2 hours of television this whole summer. Do you think so?
I do.
Like, I can't think of a show that possibly was better. Like, these 10 acts tonight, and I'm glad all 10 of them were there, because I don't think without any of them, it wouldn't have been the same complete show. They each were like a perfect puzzle piece for tonight.
Yes, I agree. All of them were very satisfying.
Yeah, I think if I could have, like, after the auditions, like, picked the best 10, like, these would, I don't know how far off I would have been,
there's one I would have kicked off.
Do you want to say?
Sure. Lincoln Bridge.
Yeah.
There was like one performance that I went, oh, wow. And it just never captured me again.
Yeah. There's a couple I wish, you know, were still here too.
Like who?
I think I wish Blake was still here. Voight Magic.
Oh, yeah.
And not just because he came here. Like, I really think he's amazing. And like, he does, I mean, I just saw him in like a Wells Fargo ad, I think. Like, he does magic for like real stuff. And he's really, really talented. And he did all the magic behind, like, the Now You See Me movies or...
What?
Like, he's... And I'm actually going to see him at the Magic Castle on Friday, which is going to be awesome. But, like, I just think that, like, a couple more magicians...
A spot.
Yeah. I don't know. And I can't even tell you who I would have replaced him with, honestly. Because, I mean, my gut would have told me that, like, I didn't think Sal, maybe. But
yeah,
after...
what about the Edgar Family Band?
They were great. They really were. Yeah. And I actually think they got better every week. And same with Katie Lynn. She was incredible.
Oh, Katie Lynn. I love her.
Love her. I mean...
Man.
The talent this season really was impeccable, yeah. And we talked about that. I think it is a little bit because Simon came this season, and, like, he really stepped the bar up. And he's going to be back next season. They all the judges and Nick and everyone
Good.
Agreed to be back. So I think season 12 has a lot for us to look forward to.
I want to say something before we leave.
Yeah.
Because I know that a lot of the contestants watch our show.
Yeah, they do.
And if you're watching, I want to let you know that we are so proud of
we
you.
We really are.
No, I mean, who are we? But really,
we love this show.
We're
you guys.
So you guys are all so talented.
Mind blowing.
If you don't win, which most of you won't, you still won in our hearts and in the hearts of America.
You really did. Like, these people are bringing in thousands and hundreds of thousands of votes every night. Like,
we care about
we
you.
We do. I'm, like, personally invested in all of them, and I'm going to follow all of them on social media so I can see where the show takes them, because I can only imagine, like, the stuff. Even Caden, Bart Rocket, and Brooklyn were saying that, like, they were going to be on, like, big late night shows and stuff like that, and like gonna perform at NBA halftime shows. Like, those are huge things, and like, I'm really excited to see where these 10, the best 10 of the season, go from here. Like,
wow.
I feel like I'm just looking down. Oh, I just what? Noticed something.
What?
We don't have a real comedian in the finale. That's
no.
a bone I have to pick.
Lori Hernandez.
could have loved to see some more of her. But, like, usually with AGT, we have, like, a good comedian.
Yeah.
We didn't have that this time. We had Drew last time. But
I feel like that's what Tape Face is supposed to
that's
be.
That's what I mean when I say,
that's, like the closest. Yeah, but there's no one up there like, hey, guys.
Yeah. That, interesting. So that's that just hit me. But, yeah, I'm looking down this list, and, like, I think Sal's going to have a show. Sophie is going to perform in big places. Mm-hmm. Like, Lincoln Bridge is going to have a huge following. They already do. Yeah. Laura is, like, a classical performer. Clairvoyants are going to have a show in Vegas, regardless of what they win the show or not.
Yeah.
Brian Justin Creme is going to have a album and a recording label tomorrow, if not today. Tape Face, I think, is going to be, like, a social media star. Yeah. For some reason, I think the stuff he does is really going to sell, like, on the internet. I feel like BuzzFeed could do, like, a whole series with him.
He needs, like, quick, short, digestible videos.
Victor, another show in Vegas, in my opinion. It's possible. Yeah. John, his career, I don't even know where it's going to go right now because he's, like, playing football at the moment, but I also think he could really pursue magic full-time. I don't know what he wants to do. I think he'd be successful in whatever he does, and I think Grace is going to be one of the biggest stars of our generation, honestly. I think that, like, Simon said it right when he was, like,
we're
all, not even just that, but, like, we're all going to remember the first time we saw you perform live, and, like, that was tonight.
And we will.
We're for sure going to. I think she was amazing, and
she reaches all ages, too.
She really does. My parents love her. I love her. Mm-hmm. My dad and I have a bet going on who's going to win. We bet $1. I bet $1. $1 on Grace, and he goes, I'll take everyone else. So if I win, if Grace wins, I win. $1. and if anyone else wins, there goes my dad gets a dollar. But so sadly, that's all we have.
Oh my god, no.
We're going to miss everyone
who
watched.
I'm boycotting, barring the door.
Yeah, we're not. We're just going to keep talking.
How are you?
I'm good. Feeling better than last week. Anyway.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
We have, like, some really fun people who have been watching us. Like, they noticed when Megan was gone. Shout out to Madison Kramer, who joined us for half the season. We miss you, Madison. Thank you for Thank you for hanging with us for half the time. And thanks to Kaden, Sophie, Brooklyn, and Blake. Some contestants from the season that came and joined us. It was a lot
of fun.
We
loved having you.
We also had Lance Lim. We had a lot of fun people here. So this has been an amazing summer on AGT with everyone. Thank you guys for watching. If you want to
vote.
Please go vote. If you want to continue the conversation with me, please do. You could tweet me, Instagram me, whatever you want, at Danny Golub. And Megan?
Twitter and Facebook at Megan Boykoff.
All right. Well, thank you all again. We will see you next summer.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.